Time now to take five for your community. A service of the Emerald Place at Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Several guests in studio today. We welcome Kevin Frank and Chad Smith and Cody Cummings from Washington Community Schools and Cody from Bar Eve. Guys, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. Now, Washington Schools has teamed up with Bar Eve to host a Indiana Department of Education Summer of E-Learning. And Kevin, I know that these guys are the tech guys here, but I want to start with you on how it came about where Washington and Bar Eve is able to host this event.
So the Summer of E-Learning Conferences, they're a competitive grant process where the DOE basically awards about 20 of these from around the state. We learned early in the fall that Vincennes was not going to apply for it. They've hosted one the last three or four summers. And so Chad and myself, and we got with Cody, we decided, hey, let's go for this. I think, you know, both districts have a lot of momentum going with technology, implementing one-to-one with Chromebooks this year. And we just decided the time is right. We feel like we've got a lot of teachers in both districts that could do breakout sessions. And we put our application in, and we were rewarded with
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Awesome. What a great thing. This is at our back door here this summer. And Cody, you're up next. E-learning. When you talk about e-learning, that encompasses really a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Anything from the actual Chromebooks that are used on a daily basis, or just supplementing the everyday, going from textbooks to something digital. And just like Kevin said, with Vincennes or Evansville not offering their e-learning conferences this summer, this is a great opportunity for area schools from all around to be able to come and enjoy this one-day conference.
The statistics are showing the students are embracing the fact a lot more by actually using the Chromebooks versus actually looking in the textbooks, right?
Oh, absolutely. And our teachers, and anything with change, people are sometimes a little hesitant, but our students were ready, and our teachers have really responded, each and every one of them, in both districts. And it's a good thing.
You find it so much easier, Chad, we'll get you in on the conversation too. Teachers are finding it so much easier to receive those assignments via email versus turning in the old pieces of paper out of the notebooks, right?
Yeah, they're using, a lot of our teachers are using Google Classroom to create assignments, assign them to the kids turn them in back via Google Classroom, and so there's a paperless way to submit assignments, and that's kind of part of the conference is it's, since we're so both based in Google with the Chromebooks, and in they've changed the name of the Google Apps for Education to Google Suite, the G Suite, and so we've kind of played that you know, went with that play on words, and we're calling our conference the Suite Life.
Very, very cool. So. Very cool. Well, and in the first year at Washington, since it's been implemented, the Chromebooks, you've really found there's very few limited problems you've seen so far.
Yeah, we've not had...
Knock on wood, I guess, right?
Yeah, we've not had, and this is a couple days into ISTEP testing now, and not had too many major issues with those, and so... yeah, we've been very happy with the management of the Chromebooks, the way the kids are using them, the way the teachers are jumping in and using them, even down into some of the cart-based models in our elementaries and up into our high school. So
the bottom line, it's the wave of the future, and we'll get back to you now, Kevin. By hosting this event, what you're here for today, let's get to the main reason you're here today, is you are looking for business community sponsors to help to get this thing going in the summer, right?
That's right. So what the DOE has awarded us is a grant that we can use specifically on our speakers. So we've got a nationally known keynote speaker, Casey Bell, coming in. She's well known in using Google, has a podcast called Google Teacher Tribe. And so, you know, we're really excited that we're able to bring her in. We're going to be able to provide a small stipend to our local teachers who are providing breakout sessions. So what the state does not provide us are funds for providing lunch for the day, snacks, drinks, those types of things. The other thing that we look to do is to provide giveaways to teachers. We're going to have a swag bag when they come in. And what we're looking to do, and why we're here this morning, is asking for local business support, sponsorships and partnerships. If they have coupons that they could donate to us, if they want to make a cash donation, what we're looking at doing is basically promoting those businesses. We're even going to have a vendor hall if they wanted to come up to the school on June 22nd and promote their business. We'd be happy to do that. But it does take some community support for us to pull this off. And our hope is then is that it'll be so successful that the Sweet Life or some form of it will happen every summer here in Daviess County.
Well, we certainly hope so. If they want to participate, we're in our final seconds here. How do they get involved?
They can contact myself or Chad at Washington Community Schools, or they can contact Cody at Bar Reeve.
It's the easiest way, and certainly a way to get involved hands-on with the future. Moving towards the future, that's what it's all about, and it all starts with technology. It's the wave of the future. I've said it 100 times. If I go back to school for anything, I'm going back for more computer classes. You know, you can never – I tell my son this every day in eighth grade now. Every computer class you can grab – take it, you know. It is definitely the wave of the future. Well, hats off to you guys for getting this very cool conference to Washington and Bar Reeve communities. We hope everybody will take advantage of it, embrace it, and we hope the business community will step up and help these guys to make this a very successful event and only continue to grow in the years to come. Guys, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Thanks for sharing the info with us on Take 5.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.